Hello and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. This issue of Success is dedicated to all the bootstrappers out there, those armed with nothing but a vision in their head and a fire in their belly, with little to no money in their wallet, who, against all the absurdly impossible odds, go on to build an extraordinary and successful business. In fact, I find that many, if not most, extraordinary successes come from very painful beginnings. No one knows this better than my friend Dave Liniger, founder and chairman of RE/MAX. At one of my private CEO forums, Dave told some of the wildest bootstrap beginning tales our group has ever heard. I want to share one with you, as I hope you will draw the same conclusion I did after hearing it. If he can overcome those odds and become the massive success he is today, then any challenge I think I might be under is a cakewalk, and no telling what I can do from here. Way back in the early days of RE/MAX, Dave was mid-pitch trying to recruit a new agent for his team when there was a knock at the door. His secretary discreetly informed him that a man was trying to repossess the firm's IBM Selectric typewriter. Dave owed $142 on the $200 machine. At the time, RE/MAX was on the ropes. Dave's back was against the wall. Hoping to bankrupt Dave and RE/MAX, his competitors, threatened by the company's innovative and disruptive model, giving 100% commission to agents, made anonymous accusations to government agencies. Investigations by the FBI, Internal Revenue Service, Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Colorado State Real Estate Commission ensued. Dave won every bare-knuckle battle, but now the typewriter salesman was pounding on his door. It would seem like the last straw that breaks the camel's back. Closing the deal with this agent was critical, so stepping away was the last thing Dave wanted to do. But he simply couldn't afford to lose any more credibility with the creditor either. Dave looked at the agent and without a hint of concern said, "Excuse me for a moment." In the lobby, the irate salesman wanted the typewriter or $142 on the spot, money Dave didn't have. Can you imagine not having $142 to your name? But he assured the salesman that he could go get the money for him in 5 minutes. Even in these darkest days of RE/MAX and during the face-off with the typewriter salesman, Dave wasn't thinking about survival. He was always thinking about winning. He knew his company was the best place agents could hang their license, and he wasn't going to let anyone, not the government, not the naysayers, not the man in the lobby, not anyone, stop him. Back in his office, Dave had a choice: be great or give up. Dave finished his sales presentation turned rally cry, and when the agent nodded, Dave concluded with, "All we need now is a $500 deposit." This was not the usual practice, but dazzled by Dave's electrifying presentation, he handed over a couple $100 in cash and the rest in a check. With 27 seconds to spare, Dave excused himself, paid the typewriter salesman, and returned to his office. There, he talked about the dream with his newest believer, confident that yes, against all odds, they would win. That was 40 years ago. RE/MAX now has 6,400 offices with 93,000 agents in its network in 97 countries. Just a few short months ago, RE/MAX went public, netting $225 million, and my friend Dave and his wife Gail still retain 65% ownership of the company. Yeah, I'd call that winning. This month's issue is filled with stories and strategies for bootstrapping your way to success. And while I'm certain you won't have to deal with a typewriter salesman in your lobby, when your back's against the wall, I hope the lessons you will find in the pages of this month's issue and the special interviews we've lined up for this month's Success Magazine CD will help you rise, as Dave would say, above the crowd. All right, grab your bootstraps and let's get started. And as always, know that you can count on Success to be your most important resource to inspire, inform, and improve your life. Welcome to Success.